So, Dr. House, you've mentioned that there is treatment. Certainly, there's a lot of angst that comes along with borderline personality disorder, BPD, as it is also known. But the good news is there are ways of treating it and making life better.
Yes, there are. And the treatment that I'm most familiar with is called dialectical behavior therapy. And I can explain what those words mean. The easier part is the behavior therapy part. I'll just start with sort of describing what it is first.
Okay.
We call it DBT for short. So DBT is a behavior therapy that uses a number of different strategies to help people change problematic behaviors that need to change. And so it really starts with, you know, those behaviors that are most dangerous, most life-threatening. So if people are having problems with attempting suicide or self-harming behaviors, those are at the top of the list. And then it moves on to if people have trouble actually staying in therapy, if they often drop out of therapy or don't fully participate in therapy, those are the kinds of things that actually get addressed by this therapy. And then we also look at other kinds of really self-destructive behaviors or what we call quality of life interfering behaviors. So the kinds of things that people might be doing that actually makes a decent quality of life really difficult. And so all of those become what we say targets for treatment, and we really just the individual therapist really helps people to focus on changing those behaviors that need to change. And one of the big ways that we do that is by giving people skills training. So part of the therapy is individual therapy. And then part of the therapy is a group skills training class where people are actually taught the skills that are needed for making changes. And there's four different kinds of skills that we teach.
Okay.
And one of them are emotion regulation skills, so skills for regulating your moods, skills for making it more likely that you're going to be in positive moods and less likely that you're going to be in negative moods. We also teach skills for tolerating distress, which just means being able to tolerate the stresses of life, being able to tolerate when you're upset without acting impulsively, without doing things that make it worse. The third set of skills that we teach we call interpersonal effectiveness skills. And these are skills for relationships, skills for maintaining relationships, skills for making friends, skills for asking for things from people, or skills for saying no. And then the fourth set of skills we teach are called mindfulness skills. And sometimes people have heard about mindfulness but don't really know what it is. And mindfulness really means learning to pay attention in the present moment, non-judgmentally. And for a lot of people, this is a difficult skill. It's really just about learning to pay attention to what's happening in the here and now, including learning to pay attention to your own self, your own thoughts, your own feelings, your own sensations, and what's happening around you in a way that's non-reactive or less reactive than you have been in the past. So those are the four sets of skills. So we teach those skills in like a class setting, and then the individual therapist really helps people apply those skills to the particular problems that they're having in their life.
And something that you mentioned that caught my attention too with regards to being mindful,
mm-hmm.
paying attention in the present moment, non-judgmentally.
Mm-hmm.
Who do the people with borderline personality disorder tend to be judging, themselves, others, or equally both?
Well, the skill of non-judgment is a skill that we can all use.
Yes, ma'am.
Because the fact is that we all sort of tend to judge. You know, people with BPD probably know more than any of the rest of us, with a tendency to judge ourselves, probably first and foremost. And people with BPD judge themselves really quite harshly, really fall into sort of deep pits of shame and despair because of their self-judgment. But then also, you know, can judge other people as well in ways that keep them stuck or keep them in conflicts in relationships. And not only that, but, you know, like the rest of us, we judge our experiences. You know, this is good and that's bad. And when we judge in that way, you know, it often just keeps us from experiencing things as they are, or keeps us closed off from new experiences that might actually be useful to us or helpful to us. And so mindfulness and non-judgment is really about being open to just what is, and seeing things as they are rather than like how our minds judge them to be.
Gotcha. Okay. So dialectical.
Yeah, so dialectical behavior therapy, and the word dialectical means balancing opposites. And so the idea here is that the sort of the fundamental dialectic, the fundamental balancing of opposites in DBT is that we're balancing change and acceptance, and that people who come to us really need to change. There's lots of things about themselves that they need to change. And also, fundamentally, they have to accept themselves as they are in this moment. And so therapists need to accept, you know, clients as they are in the moment, and also to help them change. So that's the fundamental dialectic, is the sort of balancing of opposites, that both are true, that change and acceptance are both needed. And then we sort of look for other kinds of dialectics like that, and are always trying to sort of look for both sides of an issue, look for what's left out, and really avoid getting polarized in any one sort of extreme position.
Ah, gotcha. And therein lies the significance of the balance.
Yes.
Dr. House, any advice, recommendations, regarding people who may need to go further with this?
Well, I would say if you're interested in the DBT program, you can certainly find us on the Augusta University website at the psychiatry department webpage, and give us a call.
Outstanding. Thank you so much. Dr. Amy House has been our guest. We appreciate you so much for clarifying so much of that. And again, encouraging people to go ahead and seek the help that can make their lives better.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'll be right back.